Jobs and the economy came up right away at a forum Mary Burke held in Green Bay last month. She told a packed room it's a topic she hears a lot about on the road.
One woman I talked to in Monroe, I met her in a diner in Monroe, and she told me about her daughter, hardworking student, had graduated from UW-Madison 9 months previously. She hadn't found a job yet. And so those are the worries that a lot of people have. Will our young people stay in our communities? Will we have the opportunities to make sure that they stay in our state?
Burke served as Commerce Secretary from 2005 to 2007. That department has now been transformed by Governor Scott Walker into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC. It's a public-private organization that's been criticized by some, including Burke, for not being effective. On the campaign trail, Burke partly blames WEDIC for putting Wisconsin dead last in terms of Midwest job creation.
I'm very concerned about what we've seen in terms of the type of grants that are being made without any accountability to increasing jobs, the turnover and leadership there. There's been 8 different changes of people in major positions. That is a sign. I know in the business world, that's a sign that there is further dysfunction going on there.
The dead last claim is true, according to Ken Mayer, a political scientist at UW-Madison. But he adds Walker's claims of job growth are also true, even if he hasn't met his 250,000 new jobs promise. Mayer says it depends on what measures the candidates use.
That's part of the great fudge factor in politics.
In the middle of the debate is WEDIC, but Mayer says there's a limit to what one agency can do.
If you're a Democrat, you look at WEDIC and you say that the administration has been incompetent and that they have not done a good job in handling and allegations of pay-to-play. And if you are a Republican, you look at that as just the nature of politics and doing the best you can, and actually successes that you probably feel are not being adequately reflected in media coverage.
In September, Governor Scott Walker was in downtown Green Bay to cut a ribbon at the new $85 million corporate headquarters of Schreiber Foods. Walker says WEDIC helped the deal go through, but the company has to create 160 jobs.
They can earn job credits for each of those as they acquire them, so it's performance-based. And if they do, they'll get up to $4.5 million of jobs credits to help with this project and with their expansion.
Just as Burke expressed concerns about young workers staying in Wisconsin, Walker says businesses like Schreiber need incentives to stay.
There's about 1,000 of their team members in Missouri, about 700 in Utah, and so it's not implausible that it could have looked elsewhere. I think first and foremost, they looked at over 1,000 employees here between Green Bay, Richland Center, and West Penn. But they've also got to look at the bottom line. And so the fact that we made a good case to be in Wisconsin, I think, sends a strong message.
The performance of WEDIC itself is unlikely to sway the election, but the overall issue of job numbers and wages may well be a deciding factor. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.